Madison Avenue, right here in Manhattan, and check us out online at robbinsmotors.com.
You promised we'd update our kitchen when we bought the house 20 years ago.
I heard the 90s were back.
For clothes, dear, not kitchens.
I'll call Fox Home Innovations.
Soft closing drawers, farm sinks, granite countertops, whatever your dream kitchen looks like, Fox Home Innovations can help. From simple upgrades to total remodels, they will be there every step of the way, making the process seamless. They stand behind their quality of work and look forward to serving you. That's their promise to you at Fox Home Innovations.
At Fox Home Innovations, we believe that your home is an investment. From simple fixes to a brand new start, every your budget, wants, and needs. No project is too small and no home is too big. We stand behind our quality of work and look forward to serving you at every stage in life and every step along the way.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Riley County Police Director Brad Schoen, only have about 10 minutes left, 537-1350. And I guess you wanted to make a brief mention of your community advisory board, citizen advisory board.
Yeah, I begged for a shameless plug 30 seconds here. Community advisory board, we've talked about it here. I think those who listen fairly regularly know what it does. But in essence, it's the PD's ear to the ground, and they provide us input on stuff from the community, and as well as serving as a way for us to get word out to the community about some programs and things we're doing. So we try to educate them in what we do and why. We've had one of our members who found it necessary to resign because of work conflicts, and so we're looking for somebody to fill that slot. And if you have some interest in that, you can just call down to the PD and ask for Nicole, my secretary, and she will get your name, and we may be giving you a call. So we're looking for some help, and we actually have, I think, a couple of slots open now. So if someone has an interest, please feel free to call down. It's a pretty diverse group in terms both of Riley County geography, in terms of ethnicity, in terms of, you know, socioeconomic status, and that's the goal, is to get input from a variety of sources. So if you have an interest, give us a call at 537-2112. Her extension is 2468, all the even numbers. And just give us a ring and give her your name, and somebody will be giving you a ring. So
it's not a huge time commitment. And I know we had Gina Scroggs on last time you were on, and she's on that group. And
we meet once a month for an hour and a half, and you get to have lunch at the same time, and it's really not a big commitment. It's not like we give you study packets and have quizzes and all that stuff. So, yeah, if you have an interest and think you might want to know a little bit more about what we do and provide us a little bit of input from the community, that'd be great. Give us a ring.
We've been hearing a lot about the shooting range. I know you've been a lot of different meetings going on and examining what to do about that, getting real close to having everything solidified.
Well, one would think, yes. I believe that to be the case now. I think the last time I talked about it, I can't remember whether it was here or not, I characterized it as, well, we've got general agreement, but that's all fine and well, but we got to cross the T's and dot the I's. I think we've got all the T's crossed and I's dotted now. As I understand it, mostly what we're looking at now is time for the various officials to present it to their elected bodies, which is primarily the Board of County Commissioners and, of course, the Law Board. I think, by virtue of some emails I've seen floating around here just the last couple of days, that the agreement is ready for signature and everybody understands that. Now we just have a question of timing. I believe the chair of the Law Board wants the county commission to have the first shot at it, of course, since it's their deal. I mean, they're the ones who are responsible to provide the facilities. And then after which time we'd bring back to the board. I think kind of tentatively right now we're thinking about having that discussion with the board in May. But once we get all the signatures on it, it needs to go off to the – I should back up. We need to – as I understand it, Clancy Holman, who's the attorney representing the county, wants to send it off to the Attorney General's office, let them take a look at it. We don't know exactly how long that review process will take. So that may push the timeline back a little bit, but it's not a content issue. It's just the form and structure of the agreement, and have the Attorney General's office sign off saying it this in terms of how agreements should be structured, this works, it's appropriate. Sort of a little extra insurance, get some extra eyes on it, and that may push it back from the May timeline. But regardless, the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. Nobody really anticipates that the AG's office is going to be, you know, taking a fine-tooth comb through the content to suggest changes in, you know, or something like that to the content. So I guess the best way to put it is everybody's really comfortable with it right now. Us, being the PD, the county, and I think Fort Riley. And kudos to Fort Riley, and I believe his name is Captain Nunes, who's been working it from the JAG side over at Fort Riley, the Judge Advocate General, that's their lawyers, and helping Clancy and the law board's attorney, Mike Gillespie, go through this and come up with language that works for everybody. It's been kind of a long process, as anybody who's been listening for a while knows, or reading the paper, whatever. I mean, it's this has taken a while. But it's necessary to make sure everybody understands what's going on, everybody's in agreement, and we don't end up with surprises down the road. So I think we're in pretty good shape now.
Well, that's always good to hear, too. And I know that range is extremely important to what you do. Let's face it.
Well, yeah, we have to be able to qualify. In order for people to remain certified, we've got to have some place to go and shoot. And by certified, I mean certified as law enforcement and officers in the state. There's a state requirement that we go through a specific range shooting process at specific distances with specific numbers of rounds in order to qualify as police officers. And that's really, realistically speaking, in terms of what it is cops do now and the liabilities that attach to it, that's the bare minimum. And frankly, I think we would be doing, we as the administrators would be doing a disservice to local voters if that's all we did, because it would put us at risk of claims that we had insufficiently trained our people should a shooting scenario ever occur. But now we've got this thing going. We'll be in good shape. We've got to be off the current range by 2019, and we should be able to make that happen.
We do have a phone call we can take real quickly, about 4 minutes left. Go ahead, please.
I want to tell you that what you've done with this range thing is absolutely perfect, and I think it's long overdue. You're going to have a lot better facility, be closer. And also, was there a possibility that we could share that with some of the smaller departments and maybe charge them a fee and maybe come out on top?
Well, actually, that's a two-part question. Can we share it, and can we charge them? First of all, understand that even though we're going to have equipment and stuff like that out there, it's not our range. It's still Fort Riley's range. There is a requirement in the agreement that says other law enforcement agencies can use it, but they have to do the same things we do, which is get out there, sign up ahead of time, be trained in how to open and close the range. I mean, all the safety requirements, all that sort of stuff. Now, that said, as we worked our way through the range process, I called around. I talked to the Junction City Police Department. I talked to the Gary County Sheriff's Office. I talked to the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. They all have ranges they're perfectly happy with that are closer to them, honestly. So even though Fort Riley has, as part of the agreement, that we have to recognize that other law enforcement agencies may want to use it, realistically, I think the odds of that happening are relatively small. And even if they are, even if they do, there's no provision in the agreement that let us charge for it. And we've not asked Fort Riley that question. It's probably not a bad question, but I would be shocked if they said, yeah, you can basically rent it out because they control it.
Some of the smaller towns like Clay Center and Council Grove, Walman, Marysville, people like that don't have access to that. It's just another cooperation between agencies, which
right.
I think it would just make the bond better than it is.
Yeah, and I think that's Fort Riley's goal, is to make it available to them. I hadn't called down south because the driving distances are fairly long, and I'm sure they have the same issue as us, and you mentioned earlier about it being closer. It's kind of difficult for them to pay people to drive an hour one way and an hour back and a couple hours at the range. It basically doubles their overtime costs. So we may give some of them a call and see what they say, and clearly Fort Riley's intent is this should be available for more agencies than just us.
Appreciate the call. Only about a minute left now. I guess real quickly, graduation reminder, people be careful. Anything else you're wanting to say before
Listen,
we wrap
I'm
up?
I'm all about this graduation thing. My daughter's graduating from physical therapy school down at KU, and this is my last one. And she's going to be, I think her mother's beginning to introducing her to her own bills now. So, yeah, people need to be careful of graduation. Come on down to Manhattan. Have a good time. By the way, in my daughter's defense, she graduated from K-State first. I'm just saying. She wears purple. Have a good time. Don't have too good a time. Make sure you go home safe. And, we like graduation. And I think, if you're a townie, everybody always likes graduation because things are different around here in the summer. It's always good to have the students come back. But let's be honest, it's kind of good when it's just the locals around here in the summer as well. So I know I'm looking forward to that. I'm excited for everybody who is graduating. Good time to think about moving on with your life and where you're going to go next. And For those of you who are leaving town here shortly, we'll see you when you come back in August.
Thanks so much. Riley County Police Director Brad Schoen with us today. You're listening to In Focus.
Your KMAN Morning Show has been brought to you by